Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the TCI Express Q4 FY25 earnings call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mohit Lohia. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for the concluding FY25 earnings call of TCI Express Limited. First of all, I would like to thank management for providing us the opportunity to host the call. From the management side, we have Mr. Chandra Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Muthilal, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Pavitra Mohan Panda, Senior Chief Sales and Marketing Officer. So, without further delay, I would now hand over the call to Mr. Agarwal for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
The line for the management is disconnected. Ladies and gentlemen, kindly hold while we reconnect them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. The management is back online.
Yes, Mohit.
Yeah, hi, sir. Yeah, hi, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for the concluding FY25 earnings call of TCI Express Limited. First of all, I would like to thank management for providing us the opportunity to host the call. From the management side, we have Mr. Chandra Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Muthilal, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Pavitra Mohan Panda, Senior Chief Sales and Marketing Officer. So, without further delay, I would now hand over the call to Mr. Agarwal for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome, everyone, to Q4 and Financial 25 earnings conference call of TCI Express Limited. I would like to thank all of you for joining us here today. I hope you and your families are staying safe and healthy. We have already circulated our earnings presentation on our website and stock exchanges, and I hope you all had a chance to review it. To start with, I will give you an overview of the business trend and performance, and then we'll hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Mukti, to brief on our financial performance for the quarter and financial year 25. Financial 25 marked continuous progress for TCI Express, underscoring the company's strategic focus on expanding its multi-modal service portfolio, with surface business continuing to remain the key contributor in the business performance. Operational efficiency improved through technology, and customer reach was further strengthened. The surface segment was supported by the addition of 10 new branches, and while the rail and domestic air segments expanded their service coverage with 25 new branches each during the year. In total, TCI Express opened about 60 branches. The logistics industry's evolving landscape and supportive government initiatives provided a favorable environment for sustained growth. TCI Express expanded its dedicated network for rail and air services, reflecting a clear commitment to multi-modal growth. The rail express segment has introduced temperature-sensitive shipments, enhancing capabilities to serve specialized sectors with cost-efficient and environmentally sustainable solutions. In the domestic air express division, over 1,000 new PIN codes were added, improving airport-to-doorstep delivery coverage, while the international air express service demonstrated strong growth, further strengthening the company's global connectivity. During the year, all key verticals contributed to overall business performance. The surface, rail, and air segments each played a significant role in supporting the company's operations. Continued investments in automation have supported improvements in operational efficiency and network flexibility, positioning TCI Express to address emerging opportunities within the logistics sector. Operational cost pressures persisted, primarily driven by increased toll fees and labor expenses alongside regulatory compliance costs. Nonetheless, the company's asset-light business model, combined with agile network management, enabled stable freight rates and consistent service levels. Demand across core sectors, including automotive and manufacturing, showed marginal volume growth, reflecting cautious optimism in the economic environment. The company also intensified workforce development efforts, particularly in strengthening key account management capabilities to foster long-term client partnership and capture emerging market opportunities. Additionally, TCI Express has been recognized as a great place to work for 5 consecutive years, reflecting its commitment to create a supportive and engaging work environment. As part of our corporate social responsibility efforts, the TCI Express Foundation, in collaboration with TCI Foundation, organized a free artificial limbs camp at Prayagraj Mahakumbh, supporting over 1,200 differently abled individuals. The company also marked World Health Day and International Women's Day, underscoring its ongoing commitment to health, inclusivity, and employee well-being. In view of the company's consistent operational and financial performance, the board has recommended a final dividend of Rs. 2 per share. This brings a total dividend for financial 25 to 8 per share, Rs., representing an impressive payout of 400% on the face value, Rs. 2 per share, reaffirming its commitment to delivering value to shareholders. Looking ahead, the company is well positioned to capitalize on industry growth supported by government initiatives such as increased capital expenditure and planned development of 12 industrial parks, which are expected to enhance multimodal logistics infrastructure and reduce supply chain costs. Additionally, the Union Budget 25-26 targeted tax relief measures are anticipated to boost disposable incomes and consumer spending, stimulating industrial production and demand for logistics services. TCI Express remains focused on strengthening multimodal capabilities, expanding customer access, and leveraging technology to drive operational excellence and differentiated service offerings. These strategic priorities will enable the company to sustain growth and create long-term value in financial 26 and beyond. With this, I'd like to now hand over the call to Mr. Mukti to talk about our financial performance for this quarter. Last quarter, I'm sorry.
Thank you, sir, and good evening, everyone. Now I would like to discuss the financial performance of the company. Our managing director has already highlighted the development during the quarter, and I would like to delve into the financial aspects. During the quarter, our revenue from operations stood at 307 crore as compared to 296 crore in Q3 FY25 and rupees 317 crore in same quarter of last year, by registering a growth of 4% on quarter-on-quarter basis and degrowth by around 3% on year-on-year basis. And income for total income quarter was 313 crore as compared to 299 crore in Q3 and 319 crore in Q4 of 2024. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 34 crore with a margin of 10.80%. Our profit after tax for the quarter stood at 21 crore rupees with a margin of 6.6%. Overall, on the FY 2025, our revenue from operation is 1,208 crore as compared to 1,254 crore same period last year. EBITDA for the period was 143 crore with a margin of 11.7% and profit after tax is 91 crore with a margin of 7.5%. We ended the fiscal year with generating a cash flow from operation of rupees 118 crore and continue to generate solid cash flows to build our strategic growth plan. In FY 2025, the company invested 37 crore in capital expenditure, primarily focused on expanding our branch network, upgrading sorting centers, and ramping up our IT infrastructure to enhance automation and operational efficiencies. These investments are aligned with our long-term vision to strengthen our multimodal service offerings and maintain a competitive edge in the logistic industry. Now I would also like to about some highlights on our multimodal offerings. We achieved some points on Air International. We grow on that business in almost 50% over year-on-year basis, though it is a very small business in overall pie. Second milestone, we also touched in, we transported almost 100 ton from the Delhi hub, which is also kind of we from Delhi gateway, we transported almost 25% of overall international business. And that also customer rate is also increased in this part around 30%. So this is the highlight for Air International. Air Domestic, we also, enhance our network And on that process, we added 1,000 new PIN codes and mapped for the faster deliveries and pickups for this business. And we also like putting dedicated vehicles for the pickup and delivery. So that's why we, this is also like investment we putting into in for air domestic. And same way, we also putting separate vehicle and creating separate branch network for the rail express as well. So in rail express also like, you know, done very well. And the growth in this business is around 25%. And we also like increasing new repetitive customer in rail express. And that is like, we are getting very good traction from the customer in this portfolio. So our commitment remains rooted in balanced growth and revenue quality with the additional automation unlocking greater efficiency and flexibility across our network. We remain confident in our ability to capitalize on opportunities and solidify our leadership position with industry-leading services. Thank you very much. And now I would like to open the floor for question and answer. Over to you, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rohit from Samatva Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on your automated sorting centers. So in the presentation, you have mentioned that the sorting centers reduce the sorting time by 40%. It also improves your throughput time. But if I have to look at the overall picture, it is yet to contribute in terms of margins. So just wanted, why is the margins not coming through? And on both these automated centers, if you could provide some, you know, monetary metrics for us to understand the growth that has happened, you know, over the past year, maybe in terms of ROIs, in terms of throughput, in terms of capacity utilization, something in monetary terms also. So that's my first question.
So I think the important thing to understand is that one sorting center or two sorting center, the incremental saving can only be seen when we create our, you know, total mesh network of 10 sorting centers. Then the real savings is visible on a bigger scale. But if you look at it only from, you know, from one area standpoint of view, it has definitely benefited. You know, the cost of labor has come down, the throughput has become faster. So in all angles, in that one particular location, the benefits can be seen. Now, even if you look at, you know, our sorting center in Pune, that area used to be always and still is a big problem for labor. And that has been actually, you know, we have mitigated that risk by putting the automated machines. So, of course, if you put 10 of these, you will see a much bigger impact than, you know, what, and a bigger tangible saving versus what you can see with only one or two centers.
So what will be the timeline for us to, you know, get the entire chain? So you speak about 10, so we maybe 8 more are required. So what sort of capital outlay is required and what are your timelines in terms of getting the full network in place?
Yeah, so basically we looking for two more center in, I think, FY27 because construction has been started at Ahmedabad and Kolkata. And two center, I think, we will be ready by FY27. And then subsequently we looking for Chennai, Bangalore, Hyderabad, these kind of centers. So I think by 2030 we will be able to put all 10 in place with the fully automation. Second part, you know, even in spite of in these two centers, we are able to reduce my overall direct cost. In overall terms, it is around 30 basis point. Though the margin is not improving, these are different tasks. I will be explaining that also subsequently. But on that front, we are really getting the advantage for the, as we mentioned, throughput and then decrease in the labor and you know, increase the efficiency there and ultimately saving in a direct cost.
So you spoke about margins not coming through. So what is the reason for that?
No, no. So this is like, you know, as second, because operating cost has increased, that is also having different reasons as we earlier also mentioned in different calls. So one is increase in air cost, second in increase in toll tax and labor cost. And then third, we also, as mentioned, created, you know, wide network for the our multimodal services, which is rail and, you know, air services. Because as you know, we have the only one line of business. That is also sometimes a challenge. So that's why we also want to be grow our this multimodal businesses simultaneously, so we can be have whenever supposing we have some challenge in a surface, then these business can be support. Supposing we have the multimodal businesses some problem, then we can be have the support from the surface. Like you seen in industry wise, people also like taking support on a different you know, products. So that's why we also like we are also in a that you know, process where we developing these different other products which is in a similar in nature for the expression industry and suitable for that industry. So wherever we are working, this is all like niche segment specifically for our two services. One is rail and other one is C2C segment.
Got it. So my second question is, so recently a lot of the e-commerce players originally where they used to do a lot of insourcing have now started shifting towards outsourcing. So do you see any advantage? Have you seen any new business from the e-commerce segment? Because historically, we haven't been focusing a lot on the e-commerce part. So has there been any change in strategy for us to focus more on the e-commerce, maybe even quick commerce fulfillment centers, anything?
So all these businesses are very unprofitable, you know, and so I would like to stay away from them. And they can give you top line, but forget the bottom line, even quick commerce and all that. So they're burning PE money, so it doesn't matter. And in real sense, they have not ever made a single cent, a single rupee.
So going forward, we'll stay away from...
absolutely. And I don't see it turning profitable in any way, even if you have like, you know, like 200 million ton volume or whatever. Is not going to turn profitable because they have themselves killed the market by lowering the prices. I remember that it used to be 45, 50 rupees for e-commerce delivery. Now it's like 4, 5 rupees where it's not practical to do it anymore by anyone.
Fair enough, sir. Just one more question I had was, so historically we have been focused, our key focus area has been the SME segment. Right, so I get it. Last 1-2 years, SME has been underperforming.
Yeah.
Manufacturing consumption has been a bit low. So what are our triggers? So I just want to know what are our trigger points basically that you are tracking, you know, for our industry, the SME part to come back. Because I remember in one of your old calls, you had said we are focusing more on so historically, you said you want to focus on the relations and get ready to, you know, take some lower pricing. So I just want to know, how are you tracking the SME and are you seeing any progress on that part?
Actually, that's a very good question because unfortunately, the SME was the hardest hit last year. And that really affected our business. You know, I was reading the data that the inflation had touched almost 9%. And I think the interest rates were about 8%. So the most affected group of people were the SMEs. And, you know, since our business also comes 50% from those guys, we were quite surprised that this happened. And this was actually a side effect of the fact that it was also election year. People, like, you know, we forget election year and before that, in September of 2023, all the cash was withdrawn. The 2,000 rupee notes were withdrawn. And then came the elections. And so basically, liquidity dried up in the market. And then there was, you know, high interest rates and then high inflation, and then SMEs got really badly affected. And you know, we it's very easy to lower the price, but it's 10 times harder to bring it back up to that level that we want. So, you know, India is not is a very sensitive market for pricing. Once you lower the price, it'll be very hard to raise the price unless, you know, you're giving some sort of a discount in your billing, or you're giving some sort of a, you know, you're doing some sort of a different kind of accounting or something that is benefiting the customer. Otherwise, increasing prices is one of the hardest things to do here, in logistics especially.
Got it. So what are the top two or three segments, you know, is it auto, is it manufacturing? If you just give me a broad spread, at least the top three, how much does it contribute and which are those segments?
Yeah, so consistently, you know, these five top vertical is giving almost 55% revenue to us, and these are auto, pharma, engineering, and is lifestyle products and electronics. These are the top five segments is giving revenue to that. And all that also like replicate in the SME customers, also the same segment we are getting the business from them. So most affected one is the like lifestyle products companies, and slightly is auto. So these companies is really be affecting this SME business. Also off that, you know, we also noticed eastern part of India is also not like doing well, where we like facing double challenge, like, you know, movement from the other part of India is there in eastern part of India, but there is an empty vehicle is coming. So one is less business. Second is also like increasing my weight loss, or like you can say like utilization of truck is reduced. So this is you know, two-way support to for that purpose.
Sir, so have we lost market share in the SME segment? Is it, would that be
no,
the case?
So,
because it is, yeah.
No, so if you see overall basis, if you study the all industry, this SME business is now, you know, reduced for everyone. Tonnage has not increased for the like part load and LTL for everything. Different segment has been increased in a different manner. So if you see like third party logistic increase because e-commerce has suddenly increased for that purpose. FTL has increased for the different purposes. So that's why if you see overall basis, tonnage has decreased overall in, you know, part load and this LTL basically. But the high value is a slightly low value. Both has been reduced in this FY25. So there is a no matter to be like, you know, lose markets there. That is not the matter.
So are you seeing any recovery? Do you expect any recovery by the festive season? Are you seeing any signs of recovery?
So, you know, that is there. So we also taken a strategy to be improve on first business and obviously in eastern part of India. So we can be again serve two purpose, obviously reduction of cost and business improvement. Second, we highly focused on creating a team and, you know, hiring new people or like, you know, experienced people for our rail segment and air segment so that we can be grab this high value, high yield customer from that segment. So we working on 2-3 strategies and that has already like plays very well in this year onwards. Current year onwards.
So can we next? So thank you so much.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for answering all the questions indeed. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Dhruvin Kadakia from SKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just wanted to understand for this year and for this quarter, how has been our volume growth and what has been our breakups in terms of our different segments, the surface segment, air international segment, etc. If you can just help me with those numbers.
Yeah, so, you know, tonnage is almost 2,55,000 ton. For this quarter, and whole year is around 9.95 ton for the whole year. And like this other businesses other than surface business all put together is around 17 to 17.5% for the whole year. Major chunk is coming from air domestic and international put together. Second is like C2C and then followed by rail and you know, e-commerce, and then cold chain pharma. So this way it is like we're splitting that.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Sonam Gupta from TCI Express. Please go ahead.
Sure.
Sonam ma'am, please go ahead.
You can take the next question, please.
Sure, sir. The next question is from the line of Ravi Kumar Naredi from Naredi Investment Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sandar ji, kaise hain? Sab badhiya?
Very good. Thank you. Aap kaise hain?
Hum bhi acche hain. Bas ye puchna chah raha tha ki kab apan soch sakte hain is line mein ki ab jaake turn around 2-6 mahine mein ya 1 saal mein aana chahiye. Kyunki itna down ho chuke hain apan 2 saal mein. That is my question.
6 months? After six months?
6 months. Okay. Because aap to kya hai, if itne experienced promoter hai, to you know better ki kab jaake humko yahan se turn around hona hai. Aur halaki aap sab expansion time to time kar rahe hain, sab shorting center aap automatic kar rahe hain. तो यही तो सोच के कर रहे होंगे कि आने वाले टाइम में जब भी अपॉर्चुनिटी मिलेगी तो हमको उसका फायदा मिलेगा. डेफिनेटली यही है अपना.
एक्सप्रेस ट्रकिंग में तो बहुत ज्यादा अपॉर्चुनिटी है. आप देखेंगे कि बड़े बड़े जो लोग हैं, मतलब बड़े बड़े जो कंपनियां हैं, वो सब एक्सप्रेस में घुसना चाहते हैं बिकॉज इसमें अपॉर्चुनिटी इतना है. बट वही है, दे कैन नॉट मेक देयर ओन नेटवर्क, दे कैन नॉट हायर देयर ओन पीपल. सो इसीलिए उनको यू नो वो एक sort of a barricade है. But nevertheless we are no less और we will go ahead. हम लोग का क्या है कि we follow the market, जैसा market है. That's right. Why we are like you know, we go zigzag. और जो company what I understand is showing straight up the arrow, so that is questionable also sometimes. So we are like an open book. Everything is transparent. We know what is, you know, we are the lifeline of the market. We'll tell you exactly what is going on in a small village in Kerala to, you know, all the way to Ladakh. So that way we are feeling and sensing. So I think it's, you know, we have had our challenges as a country economically, and I think now we are coming out of it.
Right. Because this kharab samay mein bhi aapne apna cash flow kharab nahi hone diya. और कंटिन्यूस डिविडेंड दे रहे हैं और एक्सपेंशन पे आप ध्यान दे रहे हैं, तो ये बहुत अच्छी बात है सर.
थैंक यू.
आई विश ऑल द बेस्ट सर.
थैंक यू.
थैंक यू वेरी मच. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ कृपा शंकर एनजे फ्रॉम एवेंडिस पार्क. प्लीज गो अहेड.
या हाय, गुड इवनिंग एंड थैंक यू फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी. I was briefly not part of the call, so if at all you had mentioned, what was the tonnage for the quarter and for the financial year?
So it is for quarter, it is 2,55,000 tons, and for the whole year is 9,95,000
tons. Got it. So while we have seen this been coming in from
sorry, your voice is cracking.
Yeah, is it better now?
Yes, sir. It's still cracking a little bit.
Okay, I'll try my best to ask the question.
Sure.
If it is challenging, I'll fall back in the queue.
Yes,
while you've seen a good growth in the rail business and... while we understand that the inflationary pressures have always been there, why not take a price hike, which can help us support our growth at this point. Till what point are you waiting for that price hike to come through, sir?
Yeah, Kripashankar, so basically, you know, as people talking about price hikes, because we did that exercise since last 4-5 years, and I think we are not struggling for the price hikes. We're struggling and we like lacking in the tonnage. Pricing is not an issue for us. Even profitability is not an issue for us, because In spite of that reduction, we are, I think, in having the highest profitability levels. So I am saying, so pricing is not an issue for us because we are not taken because volumes are already less. So we don't want to be lose further volumes if supposing few customers is not ready to give that. Because we also in industry we seen there, people has taken price hike and then customer is, has gone away. So one quarter they maybe have the profit, but in second quarter they might not be like having that same profit level. So we are the like, you know, consistent company. We will be take the obviously price hikes, but in a like right time. I think in this year, we strategically thought and planned for to be take the price hike almost 3% for the whole year.
But sir, you know, the inflationary pressure has been much higher than 3%. Would it be suffice to cover your incremental costs? If the underlying market itself is weaker, does it make sense to continue on this path? Because tonnage will be weaker only.
Yeah, so, you know, very good question you asked. So basically, what we've seen in last year, there is a cost pressure on front of toll tax and labor cost and, you know, air cost. So we strategically, you know, utilize that time to be analyze the all the thing, how we can be rationalize the cost. So this is a good thing. In this year, first task we taken like, you know, now in this year we are not given any hike for the on account of toll increase or labor increases. Second part, what we did, we started even rationalization of the cost because as you, everybody is aware, tonnage would not be like much in this year as well, what like everybody is anticipating. So that's where we also like rationalizing our costs. So certainly our cost will be reduced from this current level. Third thing, we also negotiating for the like air cost and all. So that will be also benefiting in this year. So various things or initiative we have taken to, you know, control this first to, and then second part is to reduce that. Third thing, we will be like enhance the prices from the customers, obviously. So we certainly improve this margin level from the, I think it's bottom out. Like reduction of this compress this margin bottomed out and might be like from the first quarter, otherwise in second quarter onward we will be start to improve our margin level and for the whole year certainly we will be improve at least 150 basis point to 200 basis point in this whole year for sure.
One more question from my side is on the CAPEX side. While the tonnage growth is a little bit weaker, can we slow down on the CAPEX part? We have been, because, you know, the capacities where you have expanded, it's still not picked up to the last degree. So can the macro factors push your CAPEX to a certain degree?
So, you know, CAPEX is completely for the long-term vision, where we building up the sorting center for the next 20-25 years. So profit is less or high does not matter. We, because this is also depending upon the particular buying the land parcel also. Because after a long pursuance, we find the land. So whenever we found the land, we buying that. So it is little bit, you know, also like time sometime is maybe happen immediately or may not be happen like you take like 1.5 years also. So that depends upon, so it is really not impacted our, you know, CAPEX plan at all. It will be go with as a strategically what we thought.
Last question from my side. Anything on branch expansion for FY26 and 27? Any target in mind?
Same way. So we like we want to be increase 80 branches for the FY26. Same way 100 branches for the 27. Of that, out of that, like 50, half branch would be for the surface and half branch put together for the rail and air business. Because we creating a separate team, separate network for this business. So that's slightly also like cost pressure because this is this cost coming under as a recurring expenditure. So this way we will be expand in FY26 and 27.
Thank you for answering my question, sir. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Kevin Shah from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So, I just wanted to...
Sir, your voice is very low.
Is it better now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so can you just provide a guidance for the for FY26, given that you are not planning for a price hike, so mainly on the volume front?
Can you come again? Sorry, I just missed what you said.
Yeah, I'm asking for the guidance for FY26.
Yeah, so 26, what we seen and what we like, you know, discuss with the internally and make a strategy, I think we will be achieving a, you know, tonnage growth is around in the range of 7 to 8%, and overall revenue growth in the 10 to 12% for this year.
Okay, and can you provide a mix of your SME and institutional business?
This time in FY25, we completed with like 52% from the institutional and 48% from the SMEs. That ratio also like we will be again try to bring back to like 50-50, which we have since last two decades we maintaining the same ratio. So we'll be try to back to that normal one.
Okay, that will be. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Kriya Sharma from JNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. Hello, Chandra sir, Mukti sir. We have been an investor of this company for last 4 years, and we have followed the developments in the company and the industry in general. Sir, I regularly go through the financials of the company and of our investors also. I want to know why have we not been able to grow over the past 12 quarters while one of your competitors, Delhivery Limited, has outgrown you by a distance. Sir, I see that our tonnage has been absolutely flat during the last 12 quarters, and at the same time, our realization has dropped sequentially from 13 rupees to 12 quarter back to 12 rupees in Q4 FY25. At the same time, Delhivery's PTL tonnage has grown 92% during the same period, I think, with a growth in PTL realization simultaneously. So can you please share the reasons behind this? Thank you.
So first of all, we don't want to be comment on the competition here. We can be give an answer on one-to-one basis. Second part, our realization has not dropped what you just mentioned. Our realization is intact, even grown on FY23, not grown in FY24 and 25, but it has not declined.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Manish Goyal from Thinkwise Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. I have two questions. On the new businesses, are we probably incurring losses, and what is the impact on the EBITDA margins from the new businesses? And second, when you guided for 100 and 150 basis improvement in margins, is it from the level from what we have seen in quarter four, or is it on the entire FY25 basis you are expecting improvement in markets? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So basically, new businesses, we are not incurring any losses. Rather, I am saying because there is also like gross profit is in the similar way, like in the range of 32 to 35%. What we are also earning in surface is in the range of 30 to 32%. Creating in a separate network, so it is an initial investment we're making, because supposing one vehicle is going and it is half empty or 75% empty for particular route, so it has to be there, we have to be bear that cost for the time being. So we strengthening this segment for the rail and air. Second part, what you ask for that, for the like whole year, we targeting to improve this margin for the whole FY25, not for the like.
So the what base we have of FY25, on that entire year, you expect 100 to 150 basis points improvement.
Yeah, that's true.
And that would be driven by...
Yeah.
So that will be driven by both taking price hike of 3% and controlling cost. Basically, we are not passing on more cost increase.
Yes. So cost, as we stopped to be like increase, this is now we started rationalization of cost, as mentioned. Second, we started to ask for the price hikes. Third, we making more focus on these high-yield businesses like rail and air. Fourth, we also focused on businesses in like eastern part of India, where my emptiness of truck will be reduced subsequently, and that will be help to improve my utilization of trucks. So ultimately it will be contribute to improve margins.
This year, what is the CapEx plan? Because the presentation mentions that we have a plan of 500 crores, out of which we have spent roughly 200 crores in three years. So now the balance 300 crores, when do you intend to spend? And if you can broadly say how much would be going towards capacity creation and how much would go towards creating sorting centers?
So, majorly for the capacity creation in terms of like branch network, we don't need much CapEx. Obviously, one branch hardly having CapEx of one or two lakhs per branch. But major portion obviously going into sorting center creation. So that in this year, we planning for the like 80 crore-100 crore, similar way of the next year also. Earlier, we taken a target to finish this 500 crore by 2027. I think now we need to be extend one more year, so we will be revise it, I think even after quarter two, by seeing this year's CapEx, how it is shaping, because it's slightly like deferring or due to that land purchase. So we are looking for land purchases in various places. Supposing that, strike that deal, then we will be definitely in this year, maybe have around 100 crore plus, kind of CapEx in this year, and next year again is 100.
Right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Kunal Bhatia from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So you mentioned in this year, the issues regarding three specific things. One was the toll tax, air cost, and labor cost, which went up. Could you elaborate a bit more on how much was our operational efficiency impacted because of these three elements? And if you could give us some sense on the quantum of the same.
So basically, yeah, this is a very good question. So if you see, like, cost has increased by 250 basis points. Of that, 100 basis points is increasing due to labor cost increase and toll cost increase in overall year basis, I'm saying. 100 basis point increase because this, due to low tonnage transportation, utilization of truck has been dropped from 83.5 to like 82.5 for the whole year for this FY25. And 50 basis point due to other reasons of increase of the air cost and air network cost. So these are the contributing factor we have for the FY25.
Okay. And so coming next year, you have given a guidance of 7 to 8% volume and 10 to 12% of overall revenue. So what are the key factors you are baking in to achieve this growth? Because, sir, there has been a lag in terms of the kind of growth achievement we have been having. So if you could give us a bit more insight into this kind of a guidance.
So, well, basically, in the FY25, we also seen various uncertain kind of business, in FY25, where we like plan for the some, X business, and that's happened like X minus anything. So, good month has also not played very well for all the whole industry players, as you seen everywhere. So same way, we are confident and we plan and discuss with the customer. And as I said, we more focusing on like eastern part of businesses. We also adding new sales team to be focused more to get the new business. Obviously, we will be get the like combination of business from the existing customer as well as new customers. So we focusing more into in new businesses also. And as mentioned, it is also for the new this new high-yield business also, like rail and, you know, air international or air businesses and C2C business.
Okay. And, sir, in the current year, in terms of the business from the SMEs, did we lose out in terms of market share to any other player from our existing customer? Have we sort of lost any market share there? Could you give some sense on that?
So SMEs business is for every industry player is reduced actually, because they are in a problem and they are weaker slightly. But in I think now it is bottomed out and that will be start to improve. So what we noticed from the everywhere and from the customer side, SME business itself is reduced actually. So it is not no matter of like losing market share and all. It is overall basis is reduced for the everyone.
Okay. So meaning my question was more towards are they trying to sort of downtrade to any other players in the industry? Obviously taking into account that even their business is impacted or they too have some cost issues. So have you observed that kind of a trend happening in the industry?
For you talking about SME customer?
SME and otherwise. So have people sort of downgraded to other logistic players?
Not really, because in express industry, this is a good thing. As I have mentioned, we are not struggling for the like, you know, then the rate price and all, because it is hardly anything for the customers in terms of their product value. It is hardly 1.5% for their product value. So they are really not excited to be reduce the prices in express market.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Fine, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Amit Kumar from Determine Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, please. You are clearly audible, yeah.
Sir, with respect to, you know, the, you know, tonnage guide that you have given 7-8%, what are you actually seeing? I mean, April and May both are, May is almost over. So in the first 2 months, are you seeing, you know, any sort of green shoots of recovery, you know, in terms of that tonnage?
Yes, seen, but not much. It is in a single low digit growth. In we have seen in these 2 months. You rightly said it is May also like completing soon. Yeah.
So, you know, so when we are sort of looking at a high single digit, you know, growth on an overall basis, I mean, you know, then obviously the second half of the year will, you know, probably contribute more to that. Any sort of, you know, drivers or, you know, any sort of conversations with clients which makes you believe why that is going to be the case?
So, you know, again, is really very, you know, very early to predict that. But obviously we have taken that and we have make a planning for the same and taken discussion with the customer throughout across India. So by that, getting their feedback, we taken this target. And obviously, like, we started to grow. So obviously, add with the festival season and there is an, we are not seeing any kind of disruption due to, like, last year election was there and all. So this year we are not seeing, hopefully, nothing. And it will be fair year. And the tonnage must be, like, increase in this year. And obviously, price hikes also would be there. So with that, revenue growth would be in a double digit for sure.
So I appreciate the element on price hike. I just wanted to get some sense on volume. This is okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Pravesh from Four Lion Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Could you just briefly elaborate, like, what percentage of, you know, the growth that you're assuming is from the new 80 branches plus 60 branches this year that you have added versus from the existing ones for the 7-8% volume guide for next year?
Yeah, so because as major branches added for these two products, rail and air express, so that is also growing very well in these 2 months. And subsequently also like we increase the more utilization of these branches by putting more person on specific person for these two products. And surface business as usual, like we added only 10 branches in last year, whole year. So it's like very, it is not significant amount we generating from these branches. As usually, whatever branch we adding for like sundry, you know, for these surface customer is for the sundry businesses. So that's a, it is a not much significant on that. And obviously, like next year we you know planning to add 80 branches. So that also like on the over the period of full year. And again, I said 50% for the these two products and 50 for the you know surface. So maybe like you rightly said, it maybe help to grow taken the like 2-3% total tonnage improvement in the overall year.
So the other segment mix, we have been mentioning on the calls at 17-17.5% for quite some time.
Yeah.
So is there any particular portion in the other segment that's declining given that, you know, rail and air express has been growing well for us?
Yeah, well, basically, you know, we were earlier having this e-commerce around 4%. Now it is reduced to 2% because our focus on not on that e-commerce. Because earlier we also doing B2C deliveries for the small customer. Now it is not lucrative and also e-commerce players also expanded in a tier 2, tier 3 cities. So our that portion has compressed from 4, I think 2 or 3 years back it was around 4%. Now it reduced to 2.25% only. So that's the percent. So whatever we increase in this share, it is compressed by this e-com business.
Understood. My second question is on the update on the ESOP policy. Could you please explain the rationale and also what is the new vesting schedule? Thank you.
No, so ESOP we have not did anything. We just like changes some time limit. Like earlier we given option to be like vested these and within 2 months, which we I think increased to 4 months. And time period like supposing we give an option in this year, we allowing this has to be like exercisable in a next three years. Which we slightly flexible, like we extended period, I think, from 3 to 5 years. So these kind of like regulatory kind of things to giving more flexibility to our employees. So that's the only thing.
Understood. Thank you, sir, and congratulations on induction on the board. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Rohit from Samatva Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just had a couple of follow-ups. So first on the rail and the air segment, have we added any new personnel at the top management level?
No, so as you are aware, we already created an at top level. Mr. Ashok Pandey is the like COO of this multimodal business. And we adding further also and like head of air, head of rail business. So we adding that we already did in last year. This year we creating like people on field, more people on the field, specifically in sales side that we like hiring from the instrument and all, and we putting that team. So, you know, upper top is already there, but now we've putting more people on the field.
Got it. So, and my last question will be to set up a new automated plant, what will be the total capex for one plant?
Yeah, it is around in the range of 20 to 25 crore for the alone for this, you know, sorting center, sorter only.
Sorting.
Means automation cost for
land
the percent. And land and construction cost is different, depending upon the location.
Oh.
And yeah.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Agarwal for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us today. We have tried to address all your questions. If you have further queries, please connect with our investor relations team and we will be happy to address the same. We look forward to meeting you in the next quarter. Please stay safe and healthy. Thank you.
Thank you very much to everyone.
Thank you very much. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.